Well, today we're going to be looking at questions every adventurer must face. Let's look back at what we're trying to accomplish in this series. We have to come to an understanding that life for a man must be more than responsibility. It's got to be more than that, because what will happen is it'll just wear on a man. Number one, it can wear a man out. It's all about responsibilities. That's why guys get into hobbies and other distractions or things that are bad for them, because there's something in men that they want an adventure. And so let's adventure toward what is good and what is godly. It can pull a man down. It will just be this drag on a guy. And then third, it can set a man up for a serious fall. This is why men head toward sin or affairs, because they're made for something greater than just an existence. So life for a man needs to be woven with adventure. That's just how we are. When we watch a movie, when we read a book, when we fantasize, we want an adventure. And it means avoiding half-life manhood. We want a full life. And so it means finding a life balanced with a sense of purpose and calling and fit and fun and energy and destiny. So there needs to be a sense of purpose and calling and fit and fun and energy and destiny. We need to know that there's something more to this life than just putting one foot in front of the other, that horrible rut that we can get into. And this adventure we are exploring is new territory for most men. They don't hear about this. They see it in movies, they see it in ways, but when it comes to the Christian life, sometimes that just doesn't come up. And we are in an age where what else is a growing question for men? And self-management, a growing need. You talk to guys, if they're honest, they're thinking, what else is there to this? And learning to control yourself, self-management, it's a growing need. And then, secondly, we are all pioneers here. We're all figuring this out together. Well, there's some big, hairy questions that are before us. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? And the answer is either guesswork or cultural conformity or age-old wisdom. And what scripture has to say to those big hairy questions, those BHQs? Well, I am a man created by God. I need to understand that. I'm something special in that. I'm a man created by God, and I'm a man commissioned by God. He's got a mission for me. And the reality is, I'm called to reproduce life. That's the family adventure. And who with? Well, a wife. And the key words there are understanding, hands-on involvement. And there's intimacy with that. And the outcome is a legacy and joy. And so the men, when they look back on their family mission, their family adventure, and if they can stick to the job at hand and not look at it as a drudgery, but look at it as an adventure, what a great thing. So that your children look back at you, your wife looks back at you, and they realize you took this seriously. But also to fight for a better life. And that's the noble cause adventure. And who with? Well, like-minded partners, others that will come alongside, and we want to do something that has key words like this, a calling, and fit, and design, and a contribution to the world. And the outcome just gives energy and deep satisfaction. So with that, with the fight that you're willing to put up a fight for a better life, and to have that noble cause, and that there's a band of brothers that are like-minded. It's fantastic. And then to enjoy life. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's defined as man-sized adventures. And who do I do those with? I do those with friends. Especially my male friends that we've said, hey, this is something we take seriously. I love when in a church you see these guys, and it's not just about playing games. It's about seriously, arm in arm, moving ahead for the glory of God. And then the key words there are explore and challenge. And there's even thrills to that. And the outcome is fun and great memories. I'm blessed with friends that come alongside me, and we want to be the best men that we can be. We want to be the best husbands, the best fathers, the best grandfathers. And boy, I can just smile knowing that my brothers in the Lord want to me to succeed in these areas. And the key statement is here, your job should be a means to these three adventures, not an end to them. And I have to say that when it's all said and done, I am a man who will ultimately face God with what I've done, with what I've been handed. And so let me ask you today, what impacts you the most in today's message? And which of those three adventures is missing in your life? And why is it missing?